Over Christmas break, we went to see some family in Missouri, and I kind of had this little mental discussion with myself before we left. Which camera do I bring? Do I bring my age-old D200 that only reliably shoots wide open and doesn't always close the aperture down? Do I bring my D7100 with my 35mm lens to get a little wider field of view? Or do I bring my brand new D750, expensive camera? Is that really worth taking to just a little family vacation where we are going to see grandma and grandpa? I didn't really know what to do. And in the end, I didn't want the D750 to get damaged. And what if I dropped it? What if one of the kids stepped on it? What if something happened? Man, would I feel terrible, because I don't need a $2,000 camera to just take some snapshots of the relatives. But if I have it, and if I have the, when I bought it, I bought it like a drops and spills warranty on it, so it's covered if it breaks. So if I got all that, why not take it and just be careful with it? And that's what I did. And I'm so glad I did, because I was able to get shots that I couldn't have gotten otherwise. Now, I had my 750 with my 50mm lens, which is a roughly the same field of view as my D7100 or my D200, both crop sensor cameras. As either of those with a 35mm lens, it's not exactly the same image because the background compression is slightly different and a few other things are different, but they're roughly equivalent. So I was getting about the same pictures that I was used to with my 35mm lens, only I got to shoot at crazy ISOs that would make my other cameras weep, and that was really beneficial. At Christmas time, you don't have much daylight, and in the evening when grandma and grandpa are playing with little kids, or in the morning when kids are just getting up, there's not a lot of light. And in the past, when we've gone to their house, I've ended up shooting at higher ISOs, like 3200, which is really pushing it on my D7100, and I don't get photos that I'm super happy with. Well, here, this time, I was able to shoot really high ISOs of like, this picture here is ISO 5000, which is crazy on my other cameras, or even higher at 6400. Now, the camera actually goes beyond that. It goes like 12,800, but that's crazy talk. I didn't need to go that high. And so as grandma and grandpa were playing with the kids, I could get these pictures that I wouldn't have gotten otherwise, because I could use a fast shutter speed of like a hundredth of a second using auto ISO and a really high ISO, get the aperture that I wanted and still get good pictures. So it was a really good decision. This picture here is my a little wire sculpture my wife made when she was in elementary school, and I happened to see it on a shelf one night. It was actually the night before we left, and I thought, hey, I could use this for a weekly 50 picture. I wanted to get some Christmas style lighting in the background, so I moved it over to this table, and there's some Christmas lights hanging there for some nice background blur, and you got those plants back there and something red that looks like Christmassy. You even got a horse or a cow or something on the left-hand side that's been tipped over, one of the kids' toys. And I just thought it made for a cool composition with the light coming from the left-hand side. And to me, it's just an interesting photo. Nothing crazy special about it, but it's a cool photo, and it was shot at f/2.8 with a really high ISO that I wouldn't have gotten otherwise. And this picture here is sort of a representation of what I was able to get the rest of our vacation time because I brought the more expensive camera. So I guess my lesson is I got to stop worrying so much about breaking my stuff, because I'm careful with my stuff. I don't think I've ever dropped a camera. So I got to just trust myself. And if you do have one of those warranties in your camera that covers it in case it gets dropped or something gets spilled on it, use it, man. Chances are you'll be fine. And if not, it's covered anyway. So anyway, thanks. Hope you like the picture.